Salah Mustafa there. Now, what do the singers Björk and Madonna have in common? Well, they're both successful musical careers. They are women who've dabbled in acting, and now they've both had their latest albums leaked online weeks ahead of schedule. And in both cases, their record companies have rushed out the official releases. But Madonna, who with characteristic understatement called the leaks a form of terrorism and artistic rape, hasn't left it there. She has cooperated with an investigation that led this week to the arrest of a man in Israel, suspected of hacking known artists' computers and stealing and distributing their songs. Well, Staffan Ullmert is founder of a website called HasItLeaked.com, which serves as a forum for fans to discuss leaked music. So, how do the majority of leaks happen?
Where is the line with you? Where is the line with you?
The number one source is journalists getting promotional copies. Either the journalist leaking them out by accident or somewhere in the line of the promotion copies being sent, somehow it leaks out.
How common are these leaks?
Oh, it's very common. I think it's about 90% of all records gets leaked. And that is a concern just for not only for major labels, but indie labels as well.
And what is the impact on the artists of this?
I mean, a three-month leak like we've seen right now with Björk, that's a major impact because then they have to change their promotional plan and they have to change strategies. The artists themselves have to line up with tours and interviews and reviews. So it has a very big impact, I would say.
And what about Madonna's action? How unusual is that for her actually to go after in such a personal way the leaker, giving up her own computer, giving up her own files to the investigators?
To Madonna, it's not that unusual, actually, but to other artists, it is. I mean, Madonna has had problems with leaks before. I think her 2000 album Music was leaked in advance, and then she tried to combat that by putting out fake files on these file sharing sites, which basically was her telling, "What do you think you're doing?" on an MP3 track over and over. And a few weeks later, someone hacked her website and said, "This is what we think we're doing," and then just shared her full album.
When you're as big as Madonna, though, I mean, how much are you really losing out? And isn't this almost part of the image?
Some people say that, but I think it's troubling because from a label perspective, you have a plan ahead. Exclusive tracks, interviews, music videos to go with certain singles, and suddenly the whole complete album is out.
Will this make any difference then, what Madonna has done?
Well, what Madonna has done is, and this is a new thing, because usually labels, well, in the past, labels tried to shut down the leaks. So when a leak happened, they tried to either sue people or they hired so-called web sheriffs who went to blogs and told them, put the files offline or else we're going to sue you. That didn't work out, so they tried to stream the album for free on the day of the leak. But that doesn't necessarily generate a lot of money for them. So the new strategy, which we've seen with Madonna and now Björk, is that they actually sell the album the day it gets leaked. And I guess they're going to try that for a year or two as well and see that if that works.
So what's the solution?
I think labels need to reevaluate their distribution chain so they are ready for a leak and they should presume that a leak is going to happen. And when the leak happens, that they have 24 hours to figure out a solution and have that solution ready.
Staffan Ullmert there. You're listening to NewsHour from the BBC.